For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam is skipping what was to be the first stop on his racial reconciliation tour. Meanwhile, the public has softened on whether he should resign over his blackface scandal, but his approval has dropped below that of President Trump. And what comes next for sexual assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Fairfax? This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, February 21st. Wednesday's winter storm resulted in hundreds of vehicle crashes across Virginia, but few injuries. As of mid-afternoon, state police had responded to 477 crashes and 318 disabled vehicles. Many of those incidents were in the Shenandoah Valley and Northern Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam says he will skip a racial reconciliation event at a historically black school after student leaders asked him not to attend. Student leaders at Virginia Union University asked Northam in a letter on Monday not to attend Thursday's scheduled commemoration of students who protested segregation in Richmond almost 60 years ago. Student government president Jamon Phoenix said that Northam's visit could overshadow the tribute. It was to be Northam's first stop in his planned reconciliation tour after the discovery of a racist photograph appeared on his 1984 medical school yearbook page. Northam accepted an invitation by Phoenix for future dialogue on race, reconciliation, and equity. Approval ratings for Governor Northam have plummeted below those of President Trump in Virginia, according to a new poll by the University of Virginia and Ipsos. The Daily Progress reports the poll found that only 17% of Virginians surveyed said they approved of Northam's job performance, while 34% disapproved and 44% neither approved nor disapproved. Trump's approval rating is 25% among Virginia adults, according to the poll. Before the scandal, a December poll by Christopher Newport University found that 59% of Virginians approved of Northam's job performance and 24% disapproved. But the UVA Ipsos poll also only found mild support for the resignation or impeachment of the state's top three officials, each of whom was hit by scandal earlier this month. Despite broad disapproval of Northam, fewer than one-third of respondents believe he should resign. The survey was conducted Friday through Tuesday. It reached 636 respondents. Also, a Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday asked some similar questions and found similar results, WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports.
48% say Northam should not quit. 42% that he should. A larger percentage, 65-26, say he should not be impeached. And more black voters than white want him to stay by a margin of 56-31. Voters are evenly divided on Fairfax, 36-36, and most say he should not be impeached. Herring fared best, with 54-22 saying he should not resign. Most say they believe Northam is not a racist, but disapprove of the way he's handling the controversy. The Quinnipiac poll covered most of last week and ended Monday night. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is denying the allegations of two women who accuse him of sexual assault. So what comes next? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Democrats are divided on how the General Assembly should respond to allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. The official position of the House Democratic Caucus is to deny the request of the two accusers to allow the women to tell their stories to lawmakers and have the Lieutenant Governor respond. Here's Caucus Chairwoman Charnel Herring responding to a question about a written statement from the caucus.
The caucus's position on this is that the General Assembly should not really play a role in having a committee and hearing testimony and maybe even have a public hearing.
Again, I think it's the law enforcement that needs to do this, and there are prosecutors there for a reason in each locality.
Republicans say some sort of legislative forum should be considered, and at least one Democrat is not on the same page as the official position of the caucus. Delegate Patrick Hope of Arlington.
If I'm the only person in the caucus that is representing the views of Dr. Tice and Ms. Watson, I might add two African Americans, then I'm that person and I'm their voice, and I will be their voice until they get an opportunity to tell their side of the story.
Hope says the only real question should be how the investigation should take place, whether a special investigative committee should be created, or whether the investigation should happen as part of impeachment proceedings.
Finally today, do local governments hide public information? Well, one state senator is concerned about the possibility that they do, and he's moving forward with a bill to create new penalties to prevent it. And Michael Pope has that story.
Local governments often train employees on laws regarding the Freedom of Information Act, which documents are subject to public disclosure, and when emails should be handed over to people making public records requests. It was in one of these training sessions that Ben Tribbett says he was surprised to hear from the Fairfax County Attorney's Office that deleted emails were not subject to FOIA.
The very clear inference was the best way to deal with FOIA was not to catalog what you had, but it was just to delete as many things as possible.
Senator Scott Surovell, a Democrat from Fairfax, was not happy to hear about that.
Well, I thought it was kind of disturbing, so I started making inquiries into what retention policies were, and the Library of Virginia puts out retention policies for the state, but there's absolutely no consequences for anybody who violates them.
Surovell's bill to create penalties for failing to retain public records has now passed the House and Senate, although in slightly different forms. That means lawmakers are headed into a closed-door conference committee where they'll craft a compromise in secret. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.